Well, Mr. Brady, it's been months since you challenged President Obama and the Budget Director Orszag and Secretary Geithner that their figures were just too rosy, and now we're hearing the deficit is way out of control.
Yeah, new figures this week show that the deficit will be $2 trillion, larger than what the Obama administration predicted when it gave us its budget. I challenged them then, said that someone was cooking the books, that those economic forecasts were way too rosy, and they were masking a much higher deficit. Turns out we were right, unfortunately. But what ought to be even more frightening is that this doesn't even include the deficit from the new health care bill. That'll add at least $1.3 trillion, perhaps more, to the deficit. Again, these numbers are so staggering, it is really hard for the average person and myself to understand.
Trillions are not a small amount. These are big, big numbers. And do you think that the administration is getting that yet?
No, it doesn't seem so. I mean, it used to be our entire federal budget was barely $1 trillion. Now we're running $2 trillion deficits a year. And it's money that our country can really never imagine paying back. It's one of the reasons other countries are now questioning our fiscal soundness, why China is lecturing us on our fiscal soundness. And if we don't stop spending, we don't stop adding to this deficit, we're going to drag this country down economically, financially, and we're going to leave a burden our kids and grandkids will never be able to repay.
It really is the deficit that seems to be at the core of a lot of people's concerns about them taking over health care. Because if they can't run a budget now, what are they going to do if they've got 1/6 of the economy at their control?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we're running huge deficits today in our budget, but they're even bigger when you look at how insolvent Medicare is and needs huge infusions of cash to survive for our seniors. And then you add this health care, and you do wonder, you know, if they can't run the government now, how are they going to make good life and death decisions when it comes to our health care? And what happens when they run out of money? Who doesn't get the health care? Who are the winners and who are the losers when the government takes control of our health care decisions? That's what's bringing people out to our town hall meetings.
And we're seeing a lot of infighting as well amongst the top people in the Democratic Party. They're calling the Republicans obstructionists for the town halls, but do they even need a Republican vote?
Well, they don't. That's what's so puzzling about the president blaming Republicans. Democrats have all the votes they need. They don't need a single Republican vote. Their problem is they're fighting with each other over what this bill should be in the House versus the Senate, conservatives versus moderates versus liberals, and they can't get their act together. The truth of the matter is they have a product the American public is not buying. And they keep trying to force it down everyone's throat. A one-size-fits-all government knows best. We'll make decisions. And the American public is saying, no, we want health care reform. We don't want that health care reform. Go back to the drawing board. Come up with something, a bipartisan solution that actually covers the uninsured and lowers health care costs.
And this is coming at a time when unemployment in Southeast Texas is at the worst we've seen since the oil bust of the late 80s.
Well, it is. Our unemployment rate in the Houston region, Southeast Texas, is nearly 8.5%. These are the largest job losses posted since the oil bust of 1987, and we all recall how painful that was. A point I always make, the stimulus was supposed to jolt the economy back to life, according to the president, but unemployment in Texas is up 61%, a whopping 61% since that stimulus bill took effect. So they aren't creating jobs in our state. In fact, we're losing jobs, and the unemployment rate continues to climb in the country. No one with a straight face can credibly say the stimulus is working.
And when you look at the president's poll numbers right now, they're not looking good either.
If the White House was listening, they'd hear it's the spending, it's the deficit, and these big, huge government-run plans, whether it's cap and trade or the new government-run health care plan, people are just saying, you're not going to run it right. In fact, you'll probably make it worse. Unfortunately, the White House at this point seems to have a tin ear.
Cash for Clunkers ends finally on Monday. A lot of the dealers are wondering, where is the cash for the clunkers?
This is one of those things where government tries to do something, is convinced they're right, and then creates unintended consequences. Yes, I think it actually condensed some people into the showroom, brought some people we're thinking about and those who are going to buy later into it now. But the dealers, what we hear from the dealers is this thing is a bureaucratic mess. And some of them are out hundreds of thousands of dollars, may not make it because of the government's help. You know, the government's here to help you. And you have to wonder, they make a mess out of a simple program and a small program like Cash for Clunkers. How are they going to run our healthcare decisions?